Back in the village, the men are building a new hut because the two young boys, Demius and Mavit, are about to be initiated into manhood. No women will be allowed into this sacred men's hut. It will be taboo for them.
I don't know. I don't. I can't see myself eating 10 donut holes either. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I see you doing it right now.
I already did. I'm sorry. I'm
watching you do it as we speak.
Tried.
Yes, yeah. I can.
I actually can.
Thanks for bringing these donors again.
Of course.
Boobs.
They know me now.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
That's why
they dumped in some donut holes
for us.
The
lady from the pod?
Yeah. I should start leaving.
The lady with the back surgery?
We should get your donut business hole cards and I could just leave a little.
We actually should.
Did you write a business card?
That's a good idea.
What would those be?
I think we're probably also at the put the sticker on like that stoplight sign.
We could do that.
Oh, I think we're there.
Mm-hmm. I think we're there, right?
We should do that.
I like going to those websites. Like, what's this website all about? That's kind of my favorite kind of marketing.
That's
we need
fun.
We need to find what our particular brand of street sticker.
Yeah.
Who's our obey? What's our obey?
Exactly. Maybe it's Bone. Maybe it's
Harambe's taken.
Dead, dude.
He's so dead.
He died alone.
You know, that's a really interesting, ironic point, though, is like everybody wanted to keep Harambe alive, but in an attempt to keep him alive by memeing the shit out of him,
they killed him.
They killed him.
Killed him again.
They really, truly killed him because now he's like.
You don't even think
not
back.
Not even cool.
On him.
Culture.
No.
He's dead, and now his memory is tarnished.
They kind of they ruined his honor.
They pissed on his grave.
Wow, you know. That's
which is actually a banana leaf. I know.
Have you guys seen all this stuff about how Pepe has been taken by the far right?
No.
Why?
Yeah. It's really strange. It's like Pepe became like the icon
neo-Nazi.
Of the alt-right neo-Nazis.
Nice.
So Here's a website. How Pepe the Frog became a Nazi and Trump supporter.
Yeah. So it's a there are like a hate group now, and they're like Pepe has been marked as like the hate group symbol for them.
Yeah.
So like for parents in Idaho, they'll see this Pepe. They'll see Pepe online and be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Seeing
what?
Sweet Pepe. He's been covered in Nazi insignia, wearing like tattoos, like 14 over his eyelid and 88 under his eye, and
which
he stands
big.
For securing the existence of people and the future for white children. But the person who came up with Pepe is like, no, you guys,
yeah,
like Pepe is just supposed to be this chill frog,
right?
Like. And then there are other people defending it. Like, listen. Oh Jesus.
This is
I think we'll look back on these years.
This is going to be a fun one to talk about.
That's horrible. We just saw
the
inside of a vagina like curling up onto itself.
But this is Redditors identifying the porn star based
by
on the inside
of
their
vagina. How do you do that?
I don't know. We'll just have to get into it.
It's more of a feeling. Then
I feel like that's what it's meant to be.
I feel like neckbeard guys know more about vaginas than gynecologists.
We have so much to catch up on, guys. So much has happened.
That's maybe true, actually.
They know. They know every which.
Neckbeard guys.
I should be worried about my beard. Make sure it doesn't go down
into the neck.
I'll start knowing things I don't want to know.
Well, you can start. You'll start shaving the line down, and it's hard to grow that back up. So watch the line. You know, you should maybe even. With
maybe
a Sharpie,
just not shave.
With a Sharpie, just draw.
Oh, that's a good point. That's like a good idea.
A barrier,
like a Bautista beard.
Yes.
Yeah,
that guy's got like a, he's got like a painted on beard.
What if you did?
Sure does.
And went to this like really cool, like high end Mexican barber shop, and they gave you those really tight edges, like.
I could go for that.
That look really fun.
Like the straight, the harsh geometry.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it'd grow out. It'd be a cool look to try.
The problem is, you got to buy the rest of the stuff.
Yeah,
a gold pistol and a silk shirt.
Yeah,
and I just don't know how much cash you got to throw at this thing.
it would be a week and a half long trend that I would run with. All right. So
what are we talking about this week?
So we are, well, first of all, let's talk about who we are. So we are a podcast called Did You Reddit? Every week. This one, unfortunately, has been a little bit like a month because It's Your Dad just got back. That's me. It's Your Dad just got back from Greece. It was badass, by the way. Everybody should go to Greece. And my free day just had a little my free day.
That's right.
So he was on.
My free days aren't so free anymore.
How long have you been saving that?
I just thought of it now.
Really?
Actually.
Really? Wow. Yeah,
sure did.
Yeah, so we've been busy doing very, very serious life things, or at least one of us has been doing serious life things. But I think we got all the
like
major
eating
life things
all you can eat
of.
Octopus in Greece.
Yeah, pretty much. That they have a shit ton of octopus there, don't
That's
they?
All they do. That's why their skin's so milky.
Crazy
smooth.
Yeah, they I eat octopus every day. Like
sure.
All the time every day.
Like,
it was
is
awesome.
It battered?
No.
It's just slick, slimy.
Well, it wasn't like straight from the ocean octopus. It was like fried and
any unintended benefit to that? Like, could you jump a little higher? Could you run a little faster? Swim quicker?
I grew another limb.
Nice.
Yeah.
I started secreting black goo out of certain parts of my body.
Exactly. But that was awesome. So anyway, we're back and we're gonna get back to our normal schedule.
What did dog boobs do?
Yeah, what did you do, boobs?
What have I done in the past few weeks?
Well, I was creating life and while Ben was eating octopus. Excuse me.
I've been watching Westworld. I really like it.
It's really good, actually.
It's very time consuming.
I do enjoy that show. Have you guys both been hitting that one hard?
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, I love it. I'm also like a little, as everybody is, I'm kind of like, where's this going to go?
Yeah.
I think
but
it's based
I'm,
on a book,
I'm digging
right?
it so far.
But it's like, it's stylized, it's heavy, it's there's a lot of
there
cool
are fun
about
little
it.
Things you can pick up on that you're like, oh, I didn't notice that until the second time I watched it.
Yeah.
For instance, you know, that guy, he's like Anthony Hopkins Jr.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The black guy.
Yep.
Now he only interviews Dolores while she's wearing clothing.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
I've only watched the first episode.
It's very good.
But I'm excited that people get naked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, people are... There's a lot of naked wax figures.
Maybe I'll tune into number
Someone
two.
Someone told me they saw a dick in one of the episodes.
Nice.
I have not seen a dick.
I think there's probably a dick.
I feel like HBO has a dick quota.
They have to.
It's got to be like 4 boobs to every 1 dick or something.
40 boobs to every 1 dick?
That's what I meant
to
say.
Yeah. Sounds accurate. I missed it.
I kind of, you know, I'm kind of in support of showing more dicks on TV.
I am.
I feel like that's one of the most progressive feminist things we could do at this point in society.
Sure, but who wants
I sound
to see
kind
it?
Of sarcastic. I'm not actually. I think that's like it's literally
true.
Like we should. I mean, I love a beautiful naked woman, but I feel like for egality's sake, we should at least start showing naked dudes.
Yeah,
is the demand equal?
I mean, don't know if it's equal, but I feel like it would go a long way to normalize naked bodies in a
way
that's like they aren't just sex symbols. They don't need to only be seen during sex scenes. So it's like. And a lot of times because of that lack of penis, anytime a woman's naked on screen, it feels like a sexy scene. Even
That's
if
a very
she's
good
being
point.
Like abused or hurt.
Or just interviewed.
Or is a dead body. Like people are like, tits.
That's
so like
true.
Maybe if we got some dicks in the mix.
And other kinds
difference.
Of naked bodies too. Because I feel like there was a scene in Westworld where they did a little survey of all of the wax figure things or the robot things. And there was like a very overweight woman.
Yes.
And I was kind of like, cool. Because that feels realistic. It doesn't feel like...
It's not like these Barbies in a line.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's not all... Not a bunch of... not all just Ken Bones, you know?
Exactly.
So anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand here. So we are a podcast. We talk about the internet by way of Reddit every week where we find one subreddit that we really like. And we try to introduce people to that subreddit. And then we dig deep, talk about it for an hour and some change. And then we go to another one the next week.
We discover internet art, internet trends.
Right. And we just try to keep people
culture.
up to speed on all the haps of the internet that week or just in general. And this week we got a couple things to do because we obviously have been a little MIA for the last couple weeks. But
shout out MIA.
Shout out MIA.
Where's she
I
been?
Love your work.
She actually just put out a new record. It's pretty good.
She did?
Yeah. She's a babe. Speaking of babes. Yeah.
Speaking of babes.
Speaking of
not
wax figures.
Not subjectifying women.
Yeah, she's great.
Nice tits.
No, she is super, super hot. Anyway. But we've been MIA. So anyway, so we need to talk about a couple things. First and foremost, really important internet culture news is the one and only Ken Bone.
Yes.
We need to do a little recap on Ken Bone. Part of the reason being because we just got My Free Day's Little Free Day, the new Little Free Day, his own Ken Bone baby outfit.
Which, yeah, it's true. It's pretty sweet. I guess the best baby gift we've received.
Right.
I haven't put it on yet. I can't wait to glue up his face and stick that mustache on.
Yeah. Because he's already
and
thinning hair.
Babies have. Yeah, exactly. Oh, his hair already looks
perfect.
Terrible. He's already got a receding hairline. And his eyes are already like kind of crossed because like babies don't really have like eye control yet. Yeah. So they just sort of float independently, which is cool because my kid.
That's what Ken Bones do.
That's Ken Bones. So well, we got those little glasses. We'll put those glasses on him.
We made a loose prediction on his eyesight. So we got him like kind of like 30-20 glasses.
30-20. Yeah. I'd say that's about right.
So yeah, he'll be.
His
nearsightedness will be fixed.
He is just seeing like splotchy blurs right now, so hopefully that helps.
It'll really clear it up.
Yeah,
but we'll post a picture on the site. It probably won't be of the actual kid himself. We'll change that for anonymity's sake, but you'll be able to see a kid wearing a Ken Bone outfit.
Yeah, it'll actually probably be my kid.
Okay, all right. We got it for any kid. It's not just for your kid.
No.
Any kid can come over and try it on.
Yeah.
Open door policy.
Yeah, open door policy.
I'm not trolling kids, I swear. We got free Ken Bone outfits. Oh, man. Someone's going to molest somebody. It's going to become
the
new molester outfit. Oh, jeez.
So bad. But we need to wrap on him because he's had quite a 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like anybody who is attentive to internet culture he's kind of transcended internet culture. He's just mass culture at this point. Human meme Ken Bone. And I think the thing that's really nice about Ken Bone and what I've really liked watching this experience is that he was very lovable in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
like, instantly,
and he's lovable. Why? Because we're like, it's the most disgusting sort of political election ever, right. And everyone's like so terrible to each other. And then this little fat guy with a lisp gets up, and he's like so sweet, and everyone just falls in love with him in one second.
Exactly.
And because maybe there's, you know, that's just exactly what we needed at the time.
Exactly, we needed him at the moment. But then there are shitty sites like, I don't know if Jezebel did this, but Jezebel typically does things like this that like found dirt to drag into the scene on Ken Bone.
He didn't ask me anything on Reddit.
Oh, is that what
and
it was?
His Reddit handle, which I don't know what it was off the top of my head, but somebody knows around here.
Right.
Just people just like did like a simple search and found his history on Reddit, and he had commented a couple times on about,
you know,
like,
what is sad about that to me? It's like a hyper sped up version of what we always do with people. We build them up, and we tear them down.
Well, we want to put them on our level, and anytime we see somebody getting even the least amount of fame,
there's got to be something in it.
So for the same reason we needed and loved Ken Bone, we also aren't responsible enough to keep Ken Bone.
Yeah.
we never deserved him. Never deserved Ken Bone.
We got him. We're like, this is great. Let's keep him. And then it was just like, it's like a fucking bear staring at a little bunny, and it's like, what am I gonna just eat this fucker's head off?
You're right.
And then we just ripped his head off. It took about 6 days.
It did.
Everyone's kind of waiting. I think if you know the internet well, you're like, all right,
here we go. Buckle up,
because who of us would want that much attention without any preparation?
I know. And plus, like, with his demeanor, I mean, he clearly wasn't the kind of person who would ask for that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's trying to do something right by going to like a debate and asking a question.
Right. And he's also like, I mean, because that was one of his things too, like, he represented the middle of the road voter, because he was undecided going into that. He was like, you know, up until now I wanted Trump, but you know, when I got to that debate, I had no idea what I wanted. So he was, I mean, that even says something about him as a personality. It's like, he's not like a clever kind of sharp liberal kind of internet type. Like, he's just a guy. He's just a fucking guy.
Like anybody who went in as an undecided voter on the second debate, you had to question a little bit, like, what is your deal?
Right.
Well, he explained also, it pretty well.
He's like an engineer, too, right, or something?
Like, he explained it well. Like, his thought process was, like, you know, personal financial gain versus, like, you know, the country's
well-being.
And you're like, yeah, that's a good point. I think some people think one way and some people think the other way.
Well, that's the most rational way to break down any political thing. Is like,
he's been really, really good in interviews. He's like, he's pretty smart and he's able to like speak well and say the right thing. And he's not cocky. He's like kind of sweet. I think he's done a really good job with the pressure. Like, I don't know what if I could do that.
No, he's been pretty, I feel like he could have been a shit show if he'd responded to all of the negative stuff now, but I haven't heard him respond to it.
Did you see he's driving a Bugatti now?
Is he really?
Okay. Oh.
Fuck off, dickhead. See you later, family.
He lost all his weight.
He's dating Khloe Kardashian.
He looks so good. Oh, it's shit.
I saw him on Rodeo Drive the other night.
Oh, my God.
Yelling at Jewish people.
Oh, my God. I would love that so much.
That'd be so cool.
If he became a fucking Coke monster. Or
some animal.
Constantly partying.
Yeah. He became like a Hollywood agent overnight.
If we can't handle Ken at his pregnant woman porn, then we don't deserve him at his... undecided voter spaghetti.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that's right. So that was the reference there. And then we'll wrap this one up. Is in his Reddit AMA, I think. Was it the Reddit AMA or was it
I think it was an AMA where he got discovered.
Yeah. Well, so things start coming out about Ken, and it was like fairly innocuous but like embarrassing shit. Mm-hmm. Like he had. And I hate it when people do this. Where
all say dumb stuff.
Well,
on the internet.
But this is one of those things. I don't know if you guys saw it last week as well, but I think it was like Don Lemon or like one of the CNN reporters was tweeting.
What a great name, by the way,
Don Lemon. That is his name, right?
Best name in show business.
It is. Yeah.
I don't know.
Don Lemon. He was tweeting about how just by reading the WikiLeaks leak. Is illegal because it was stolen documents.
Oh.
Got it.
And I hate it when these people take these really hard-line stances on things on the internet because I was like...
You're breaking the law.
I know. It's like, so the Jennifer Lawrence pictures...
I break the law all the time. I jaywalk.
Yeah.
Like, people made a thing about, like... Because one of Ken Bone's comments was something like wanting to see Jennifer Lawrence's butthole and the new leaks or something like that. Like, something really funny but also super embarrassing if you're Ken Bone.
Yeah.
And I think I read something where people were just like... Well, he's breaking the law because just by seeing those pictures, you were breaking the law. And it's just kind of like,
it's his just Reddit, a scare tactic.
You are like, the worst.
His handle was Stan Gibbons 18.
Of course it was.
Stan Gibbons
18. I feel like a lot of times people get a lot of shit for being like social justice warriors these days.
Yeah.
And
and
trying to argue like ethics and morality on the internet because I think... Ethically, it's wrong to look at those pictures.
Yeah.
But it's like, are you really going to try to like tell someone that who's going to hunt them down?
Who hasn't seen those pictures?
Honest to God.
They're accidentally, like you just find them.
And once you like,
or
once
purposely,
it sinks in.
Or the second those things came out, everybody was like, I mean, I just got to at least see them.
Yeah.
I won't look at them all. I'll just look at like one just to like, see that they exist.
Yeah.
Make sure this is
everybody
a
fucking
it sucks.
Did
and like, I don't know, like once it came, like once you kind of absorb the like gravity of the situation, you don't, I mean, I didn't want to look at any of them because it made me sad. And I thought like, you know, like,
I mean, I will play the weird devil's advocate on this and say that the fappening was such a big part of current internet culture and cybersecurity that I was like, I wasn't like, I'm going to see all of them, but I was like, I kind of want to observe this because this is a time where like you're seeing something really insane happen on the internet. That's really huge fucking news. That's good.
Yeah, the
like,
warning kind of came to life. It was like, you do these pictures, they're eventually going to expose somehow.
Totally.
And then it all happened overnight. And it was like, there's kind of a before and after effect.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we're you know, we do this podcast about Reddit, right? And, like, you know, Reddit, there are so many subreddits dedicated, like, you know, Gone Wild and shit like that. Where it's just like
Celebrity Gone Wild.
Yeah. Or, like, there are, like, I am convinced that eventually everybody's going to have naked pictures on the internet somehow.
Yeah.
Unless you literally just don't take them. And then when you do, you're going to have, like, a little bit of this Ken Bone thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I did that. Moving on.
Yeah. Right. And I think we're probably getting to a point where none of this internet kind of personality stuff will matter because everyone's right. got some
yeah.
level. But then maybe there'll be some company that can scrub that shit. I don't know.
Well, there is. I mean, I think there are companies that can like that specialize in taking all of your shit off the internet. But you know, I had read once that was like it was one of those scare tactic things on like Gizmodo or something. It was just like, at some point, everybody's porn history is going to be released. And it was just like one of those things. I was like, man, do I want people to see that I've looked shit. At porn throughout my life?
I'm kind of curious where I line up against like
the normals. like where you are on the normal.
Got like a the weird one that they're into.
Everybody's got the weird. Like everybody's got the pregnant women.
Yeah. Loves pregnant women in swimsuits who he referred to as, quote, beautiful human submarines.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious, right? It's really funny.
That makes me like
and
him.
It's still sweet.
That's
and cute.
Amazing.
And what, here's what he said.
Beautiful human submarines is the most Ken Bone thing imaginable.
And he doesn't say something gross and like lewd about it. He calls them beautiful human submarines.
And he was married. He's married with kids, and so right. his wife was pregnant, so he's kind of giving his wife a shout yeah. out for being hot, and he's
totally.
Just, he's being nostalgic that he misses his wife as a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
like
beautiful.
None of that's bad. And what he said about Jennifer Lawrence isn't that bad either. He said maybe she should have been more careful with her picks, but the bad guys are the ones who sought them out and looked at them. So he's like, okay, bad guys.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's, you know, kind of a very neutral.
Yeah.
Right.
By which I mean guys like me. I saw her I saw her butthole. I liked it.
bone.
And none of that's,
I love that so much.
But I think most guys can be like, if they're being real,
right?
Like if you saw Jen Lawrence naked,
yeah.
He's not saying anything bad.
No, yeah. he's
actually being kind of sweet.
Yeah,
and literally as far as, the neutral in everything he does.
Even
the
Trayvon Martin thing. All the headlines are Ken Bone thought Trayvon's killing was justified, so we're all supposed to hate him now.
Right.
That's but not exactly what he
that's
said.
That's not what he said. No. He said, it doesn't have to be one way or the other. From what I read about the case, the shooting of Trayvon Martin was justified, but from what I've read about Zimmerman through statements, interview, and behavior, he's a big old shitbird. Bad so? Guy legally kills kid in self-defense. Sucks for everybody, including us, due to the media fuckery.
And he's not
Thank
wrong,
you,
right?
Yeah. Like,
it was if I think in Florida,
it
if you get into some
justified.
Kind of a beef, right, like you can right. shoot people, that's yes. fucking Florida's
that's,
law.
That's legally justified.
Yeah. So he's not wrong there.
He's not
yeah.
saying it was morally
the,
right.
The guy's a total douche. He's
right.
correct there.
Sucks for everybody.
Everything sucks. Ken Bone, dude, he's like he's actually a 50-50 politician. Like he's exploring
it,
both
yeah.
sides.
Yeah.
But this is what's so frustrating kind of about this is like the media find like those headlines that say Ken Bone thinks that the Trayvon Martin killing was justified.
Yeah, they're like,
I want
down.
To go punch that writer in the fucking head because like that is how everything in our society is crumbling right
mm-hmm.
now. It's because of all that stuff. And you know, even I mean, you know, this is a pending election and Donald Trump is a monster. But like, even with the Donald Trump headlines, sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
come on, guys. Like, I get that he sucks, but like, let's take it back a second. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you don't need to paint it with like the fucking Nazi brush just to
yeah.
make this a point. Because like, the point has already been established. Like, but even with the Billy Bush things that came out, it's like,
mm-hmm.
that was vile talk that I've never said things like that. I, like, don't like that word. I think the like, P word is, like, a...
It's pretty gross.
It's a gross kind of... It's just vulgar in general. Like, even when somebody's like, oh, you pussy dude. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like it still like, makes ooh. Me feel weird, right? But at the same time, it's like, there's so much of this... We're so eager to... break people down
yeah
almost because we feel insecure about the shit we've all done anyway, right?
It's true,
you know, because I like it's I mean,
schadenfreude like on a national level, right?
Yeah, like
if
I mean
you're
I
doing
would,
good I want to bring you down. We see it and I see it in like the entertainment business all the time, like
right
it's really depressing. You right. get so much more out of life, I think, in general, just like try to be happy for people,
right?
And then just go fucking
yeah. And it is that social justice warrior thing too, where it's like, I don't know, I just feel like everybody, I mean, I would hate to run for politics because, like, I don't feel like I have any particular dirt in my background, but I have no idea what people are going to bring up. Yeah. I have no idea what people are going to find. There might be some...
They're going to be like, it says here you have this podcast called Did You Read It?
Yeah.
And...
Well, but even with the pod, like, something would be brought up. Like, we had that conversation about cam girls last episode. People would, like, somehow
yeah.
people would be like,
They'd splice out of.
They would find a way for it to seem like I it
says here
like,
you're pro cam girl,
pro like does a cam girl you, empire yeah, or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's.
We'd like to see your basement, sir.
Yeah, and it becomes a thing where you're just like, man, like we. Why would anybody ever want to be a politician?
Ever?
I don't know why anybody would ever want to do that. You know, like that is so absurd.
You're getting the mediocre and the dullest, not the best and brightest. The other thing about Ken Bone, I think, is really great about this whole thing. Is like he's, as far as the internet goes and as far as like fat guys on the internet go who like sit in their basements and troll.
Right.
He's the nicest, best one out of all of them, right? Like he's the golden child out of large men who sit on the internet, especially guys on Reddit.
Right.
Like he's the beacon of light still for all the shit he said. So I don't think people like even understand the internet and how disgusting it can be.
Right.
Ken Bone, what Ken Bone did is like first grade stuff.
Yeah. I am.
What a sweet kid.
He's
so sweet.
He really is like the sweet kid of the internet right now. And I'm so glad the internet, that he's still that way.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully no weird, crazy scandal comes out, like a Jared Fogle thing, but like...
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
That would be real disappointing, but if he just keeps saying slightly...
Don't fuck us,
fucked
Ken
up
Bone.
Stuff,
don't
fuck us. Also, totally normal, but a little fucked up, but hilarious, he will always be my shining jewel.
Shout out to Jimmy Kimmel Live, because they're sending him to the debate tonight as a special correspondent.
That's fantastic.
They could have cut him loose, but... I think they're. I don't think Kimmel's like. He's like, dude, fuck it, whatever.
Well, Kimmel's also not like an exploitive guy. Like, I feel like he.
He doesn't come off as like an.
He's not like Daniel Tosh or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the. It's a classy move sending him out there.
Yeah.
Go Kimmel.
I'm into that. I love Kimmel. So, anyway, so that's not why. That's not what we're talking
about.
That's
our take on Ken Bone, but moving on.
Moving on. We
all
love Ken.
The site, kennethbone.com, if you want to see more.
Oh, yeah. Kennethbone.com. That's a Did You Reddit special. So, we. Am I allowed to say that? Should I say that?
Sure. Yeah. I think it's part of our conglomerate.
Yeah. Yep. We have a media conglomerate. It's not only just didyoureddit.com, where you can go and see visual accompaniments to every one of our episodes, but also we have kennethbone.com. And that's it right now. But we're gonna as things
grow.
Happen. I mean, we're pretty much gonna be
we're gonna be
sitting on URLs.
We're trying to buy momspaghetti.com, but it's very tough.
Is that one available?
Let me check.
If momspaghetti is available, we need to buy it right now.
Yeah.
Should we buy trueswords.tv?
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Mom Spaghetti's taken.
Oh yeah. Are you doing two S's?
Mm-hmm.
What about momspaghetti.edu? Oh. We can start a for-profit university.
It's not taken. .edu is not taken.
I think anybody can start a for-profit university these days. So.
Yeah,
we can get momspaghetti.info.
Dude, momspaghetti.com doesn't do shit either. It doesn't even load. Anyway, that's the reason we're here today, actually.
Okay. That's not what we actually were going to talk about, because what we're actually going to talk about, this is a user submission. So this is from our friend. I need to make sure I spell her name right. But it's Ho for Show.
Yeah.
I believe it's HOEFAUXSHOW.
I want to raise the roof on that one. That's a tight name.
Let me actually pull this one out. Yeah, so user... HOEFAUXSHO. Her name is, I'm not going to say her name because we don't do that out here, but she's the best. I think it's a girl because it's a bit of an androgynous name. But, I mean, one would assume, right?
Ho for Show, I would imagine, is a girl. But
well, we're a post-gender society, yeah, so anyone, whatever, however you identify.
However she identifies,
Thank you for this submission. We like user submissions. If you want to submit something to us, didyoureddit@gmail.com, didyoureddit@facebook.com, etc. This week, we're going to talk about, apart from Ken Bone, Jesus Christ Reddit, right?
Which is so sweet because, as you guys know, I'm very into religion and I'm deep Christian and I've been dying to talk about Jesus.
You're dying to talk about your Lord.
Like, take a moment, listeners, to think about what Jesus Christ Reddit means.
Just take a moment of silence right now and just think about ourselves. We'll start now, guys.
Let's maybe go around and say what we thought Jesus Christ Reddit was.
So this one,
oh, wait, this isn't about religion?
And part of the reason this one threw me off, actually.
Oh, shit.
I'm actually prepared.
Okay. So this actually threw me off too because Hope Show's email to us. Hey, I've been listening to you guys since the beginning and I have a sub that you should try. r/JesusChristReddit. I am an atheist, and I find this pretty funny. Not a lot of pics, so not a bad pod. Thanks for reading. Nice. I don't know if I ever responded to this, too, by the way. That's just a monster.
Good comment. This is the ultimate response.
I know. Exactly. This is actually the ultimate response. But so I, when we got that, I was just like, oh, yeah, I can talk about Christ. I mean, I grew up as an evangelical Christian, so yeah, I can like talk about this for days.
Water, right? Sure. Wine.
But then we went to it, and I was like digging in, and I was just like, wait a second.
This is not what I thought it was.
About Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I'm going to blow up my candles now.
Right. Exactly.
I thought I was...
So Jesus Christ Reddit is... there's a trend for anybody new to Reddit. My favorite, my like gateway Reddit when I first started getting into Reddit was this one called Whoa Dude. And it's r/WOAHDUDE. We haven't done it because it's pretty much only visual. But it's really, really good. And this is similar in the sense that it's a subreddit dedicated to the reaction that you give when you consume the things on that subreddit. So Whoa Dude is like for stoners when you're like high as fuck and you're like looking at a picture online of like a dragon that turns into a zebra or something.
Yeah, one of those kaleidoscope images. Where
and you just
like
go,
an MC Escher.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. MC Escher meets stoner guy.
Exactly. So Jesus Christ Reddit is the same thing, but it just makes you go, Jesus Christ Reddit.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Reddit?
Really? Jesus? Yeah. Really?
So this one is, so it's posts that are from other subs that makes you like total facepalm or like shake your head in disgust or just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how did you fucking go there, you gross weenies? Like, why?
Exactly. So,
in some ways, maybe it's like the epitome of sort of the bad parts of people's personalities online.
Yeah. Well, I think most of it's bad, but some of it is also just
like, you dumbass.
Yeah. Just some of it's just like the top of all time on these are pretty gross, but some of them are just like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. And it's a funny place to go to when the comments aren't already skewering this person.
I know.
Because exactly. A lot of times you'll see posts that are like this one, Redditor discusses mail order bride from Thailand. And it's like, it doesn't have a lot of upvotes or anything yet. It's a pretty new post on Jesus Christ Reddit. But the reason it's here is because nobody's calling out how weird this person is in the comments. So it's kind of like, you guys, I just got to share this with you on Jesus Christ Reddit. What the fuck is this guy talking about? No one else seems to think it's weird. Like, what
this one's great.
The
which,
hell?
Which celebrities kill their careers in matters of seconds? And this guy just writes, Paul Walker, Heath Ledger. And then, and then the next guy writes, race car backwards is race car. Race car sideways was what killed Paul Walker.
And so, it's like
they're clever and they're funny, but they're also like, come on, man. That's a great one.
So that's a good example. Dog Boobs, as is customary, do you want to read into this one?
Let me read the rules.
Right.
We got some hard rules and some soft rules here. So the hard rules are absolute must be followed rules,
right,
or the post will be removed. So first you have to keep it relevant. If it makes you say Jesus Christ Reddit, then it's relevant.
Right.
Two, links must be posted to Reddit. Screenshots are not acceptable anymore. So you actually have to post to a live thing.
So what that means is if I'm on like WTF or like if I'm on like Whoa Dude and it's like a, you know, it's like a picture of a real, like my friend sent me a picture, literally this picture the other day. So I'm just going to repeat it. But he was like, hey man, I'm doing this like charity climb. I don't know if you really wanted to, I know we haven't hung out that much, but if you want to do this charity climb with me, that'd be great. It was like this insanely high tower and this really long image and you scrolled all the way to the bottom and it was a dude like fisting into the butthole. Right? So,
God damn it.
It was really funny, but it was also like, Jesus Christ. But so if you saw that on Whoa Dude, you're like, whoa dude, Jesus Christ. Then in the comment section, you would write hashtag or you would write r/JesusChristReddit. And that would immediately populate in this sub, right? I think that's how it works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't
almost
know.
Almost positive
but that
that's
sounds
how this works.
Really
right?
Cool.
Nice.
Because that's how all these things come up is like there, if you look on the side panel, it's all of other subs that when you look at that sub, it captures that specific thread. And then you'll see at the bottom, it'll be tagged Jesus Christ Reddit by a user, right? Anyway, continue with the rules. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So screenshots aren't accepted anymore. They can't be posts about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because apparently they get a lot of those. Right. A lot of confused Redditors think this is a Jesus right. Christ Reddit, but right. it's not. It's a Jesus Christ Reddit. Yeah. It's not a place.
Damn it.
If the post that the comment you are linking to is posted as not safe for work, you need to mark your post as not safe for work. Links need to end with some weird code being the right. number for context. If you're not sure about this, click here. I don't know. That must be how they populate
it. I think
it.
That might be the population tool, yeah.
Change links to begin with np.reddit.com to help discourage brigades and witch hunts. Be sure not to just add np, replace www with it. It won't work correctly otherwise. So I think they do some, I don't know what that means, but basically they're trying to avoid people piling on that Reddit
right.
guy for saying,
right.
hey, was that underage girl that rapist is put away for cute?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like things that like are vile, but like, I mean, this is again, one of those things I love about Reddit where you go like,
it's like a
God,
zoo.
That's fucked up. But you don't have the social justice warrior types that are like, burn him now!
Yeah.
Right?
You delete this now!
I know, yeah. You just kind of go, here,
this
what
is a zoo.
The hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, we can like engage in animal. A fight in right. comments, but we're not going to like send you to the authorities.
Yeah.
Right, right. Which is exactly what that says. It's like, yeah. you know. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of this, too, is like some. Like, this is a good example, too. What I like about this sub is everybody knows that fucking guy from high school who was like just begging for attention constantly. So he would say jokes that were both bad and disgusting.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
just so people would be like, God, man, what? Yeah.
Why do you keep saying that shit, right? So this is like where all of those people are celebrated.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So.
So the soft rule kind of goes back to why you're not supposed to put screen grabs anymore.
Oh, by the way, sorry to interrupt one more time. No, so there's also the last one on hard rules is anyone participating in brigades, witch hunts, or other form of harassment will be banned.
Look at that.
So that's harassing the harassers, I guess.
Would you say like the Donald Trump tapes that were leaked would be a good example of Billy Bush is like, Jesus Christ, dude. And then it should have ended there, but then
right.
the media went on a witch hunt.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Exactly. That's like one of those things where...
In Reddit terms, how would that have shown
I mean,
out?
The problem with that, not to open up another can of worms, but that was like...
Can
Donald,
of worms?
Donald Trump not even making a joke, just being like kind of serious, I yeah. think. And...
Yeah, but he... Yeah.
Like he was joking in the way that you'd be like, I mean, I can go... You want tacos? I'll go buy your fucking tacos right now. I'm like, it's a kind of a jokey statement. But also, it's like, yeah, I can do that. I have no problem.
What do you think about a poster for this election being pussies versus pussy grabbers?
Yeah, maybe.
As like, it's you.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Did you just come up with that? That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. That's
it's really nice.
Beautiful mind.
How would you? How would you visualize that? I'm very curious.
Like what the poster would be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would it just be the cat hanging
Well, I
there,
say pussies
poster?
For the Democrats because they're like, save the trees. It's right. not no eating meat. You know, you're kind of a pussy attitude.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little complicated because the nominee's
Yeah,
that's,
it would have another what makes layer.
It, that makes it a little extra.
The what?
Extra.
Sorry.
The nominee
Christ.
Is a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah, exactly. One more good layer of onion right there, I say.
Good layer.
That's a really, really good layer followed by a really rotting
that's
layer.
That's right.
And then maybe like when you start thinking about the third party candidates, it gets really good.
I just think I prefer calling the parties those two names.
Yeah.
The pussies versus the pussy grabbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm at that point.
Okay.
I
need
cool.
to mix it up.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
back to the topic again.
Anyway, back to the rules.
Soft rules.
The soft rules. To help prevent lost content due to deleted comments, it would be helpful to copy or paste or link a screenshot the comment. Hold on. That's written poorly, oh, yeah. So I'm trying to decipher
well,
it.
Well, it would be helpful to copy paste a link to the screenshot the comment you are linking to in the comments of your post.
Okay.
Because the comment is what you're commenting on.
To help prevent
right?
lost content due to deleted comments, it would be helpful to copy, paste, or link a screenshot the comment you are... Okay, they're missing a word in there, but the gist is they want to make sure there is a screenshot in the
right.
body
like proof. Yeah.
So that if the comment they're talking about is so heinous it gets deleted,
right,
then their post on Jesus Christ Reddit isn't for naught.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicated posting on this.
Actually. Yeah, it would be hard to participate.
You have to have an associate's degree in computer engineering.
It's really hard.
It's a tech associate's degree. Yeah.
What are some solid posts that we can talk about get to the meat of this?
The one that we were looking at earlier, this is a not safe for work, so anybody following along, don't open this at work because it's fucking vile. But it's also vile because this was on WTF, which WTF as a sub tends to be kind of intense. It's not like if you've seen gnarly stuff on the internet, it's not going to like make you go, oh, I want to get off the internet now. But it's pretty heavy. So this is one where this was a video of the inside of a vagina closing up. It looked like it was probably a gynecological video. It didn't look like it was pervy. It just kind of was one of those things that was still worthy of being on what WTF, though, because you're kind of like, what the hell?
Are you on Top of All Time?
Yeah. And this isn't the Top of All Time. This is number six on Top of All Time. But the first comment is, I fully expect some Redditor will know which porn star's vagina that is on site. I recognize this. It's Misty Nicole. Definitely Missy Nicole. Fucking Reddit.
I almost
upvoted the guy, and then I thought to myself, WTF, why am I validating the thousands of hours of porn this guy had to watch in order to recognize the inside of a woman's vagina? Then I did it anyway because, honestly, I'm more impressed than weirded out. So these guys are just like, these guys are speculating and naming the porn star whose vagina that comes from. And then I don't know where the...
Where the Jesus Christ Reddit comes in.
I don't know when it got tagged, but there we go. Okay, so it got tagged. It got tagged pretty well down on it, though. But it's
because most people were like, "Right on, man."
Yeah, well, most people were kind of like, I don't know if they were right on as much. They were like,
"That's impressive. That's sickly impressive.
Disgusting and really impressive." Yeah. How much porn would you have to watch to be able to know the inside?
Oh my god!
Vagina?
Unless you're really into speculum,
it's got to be impossible. There's one guy out there. There's like a savant who's like a Rain Man type.
Maybe.
For porn.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of savants.
People are saying, like, if you look at the comments on the Jesus Christ Reddit thread, someone's defending it. He could have just seen the video before.
It is a video on a porn site. I just clicked on the link that linked to it. Because
apparently speculum porn is a community.
Speculum porn?
Yes.
Is that the
Which
inside
is like
of
a
vaginas?
Gynecological tool they use to open up the vagina for like pap smears.
Oh boy.
That's a type of porn people are into.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Oh but my god.
If you could put like a random words together and there is a porn community for
speculum
it.
Speculum porn. Well, there is that one.
It looks like a glass case they inserted with like a camera attachment. Like, is that an attachment you can get at the camera store?
I don't know. You're the one who just had a kid, dude. Shouldn't you know all the tools they use for this kind of stuff?
And I like photography.
You, of anyone in this group, should be the one who knows all about that.
Uniquely qualified.
What lens do they use for that shot?
That looks like, looks like definitely a 50 mil.
All right. So back to Jesus Christ Reddit. So that's a perfect example of like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Reddit, come on.
Come on now.
Come on.
Here's another one. Reddit introduces the Maasai tribe chiefs to internet porn during their AMA.
Whoa. Oh, fuck.
Because you know what? What the fuck, Reddit?
Come on.
I don't know what the Maasai tribe is.
They're the guys that have those spears and they wear the red paint and they do the jumpy dancey.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Is that who they are, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And so they hunt lions and shit. Like, they're like Africa's like one of their tribes.
Yeah, so you think, what are they doing their AMA for? To teach us about their culture.
Yeah. Right. We hunt lions.
Yeah.
We drink goat blood.
Right.
And what does Reddit do? Reddit links them to porn. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, this is one of those.
This is the Ken Bone effect. Like, you got this sweet thing. Yeah. Let's fuck it up.
Yes.
You know? Like,
and this is also like, I mean, this is almost the better. I know I don't want to bring this back to politics necessarily, but it is relevant. Like, this is one of those things where you know, everybody was like locker room talk. Boys will be boys, and like everybody's kind of like, no, boys don't aren't serious like that, right? Like they might fuck around, but like this is almost a better example of that. When
this is an obscure
African tribe gets on Reddit and somebody's like, oh yeah, I was wondering if I was looking for spears on trueswords.com. Here's a link. Can you tell me which one you prefer? And it's like goes to like
and
Missy.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Everybody's like, Reddit, come on. You idiots.
You juvenile idiots.
This is what the Maasai tribe responded with. They don't believe it and don't know what it is. Don't think or know about pornography. They're asking, is it normal in America? They just saw recently on the phone and think the photos of things are not real.
That's so sweet.
And then someone says, they're smarter than I am. Like, it's not real. Like, so good.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's a really, that's actually really deep, smart.
It's deeper than...
Wow, that's really fascinating. We're so desensitized that we're just
like... But they literally saw it and didn't even know what it was. And we're like, this isn't even real. What is this?
It's like an
They were so confused.
Like actors conveying something.
Like, yeah.
That guy's going to go back to the village and he's going to be like, guess
dude,
what?
I know. Like, my buddy said it wasn't real. But I gotta check this out.
Yeah. One guy says, like, don't watch it. It's not real. But dude, it's fucking sweet.
My God.
All right. So here's...
Which we're going to check back in 6 months. They're all going to have put on like 200 pounds.
Right. You're going to have permanent Cheeto fingers.
They're going to be living in the basement of their mom's hut.
Yeah.
They go from these like beautiful athletic like dancers to fucking neckbeards.
Fucking neckbeards. They all have neckbeards. All their fingers are just coated in orange powder constantly.
God, we've destroyed another culture.
Another tribe.
Maasai warriors turn internet scumbags.
Jesus.
All right, so Redditors. So I'm back. We're on new now. I'm a new. So,
fucking mom spaghetti, dude.
Fucking mom spaghetti. So a lot of these too, you'll find on. So on this sub specifically. By the way, for statistics' sake. 53,310 need Jesus. So that's how many people are subscribed to this sub. And then 78 are praying for forgiveness right now, which means that's how many are here right now. And I see now why Christians would be confused. So in a lot of the subs that you see that are tagged in these are from Ask Reddit. And I think part of the reason, if not the entire reason, is because Ask Reddit just like opens itself up to people trying to impress other Redditors with like how weird they can get, because that is kind of the thing with Reddit too, is it's like a constant comment competition, right? Like who could be the funniest commenter constantly.
Yeah.
So so I think that Ask Reddit opens itself up to a lot of that kind of stuff. So what's another one?
This is interesting. This one came from Trees, the marijuana subreddit.
Okay.
It's the 20th of all time, and it's titled Don't Call It an Abortion.
Okay.
So apparently you can't call something a bong. You can't call it a bong unless it's being used for weed. So like if places where weed is illegal are selling bongs, you have to call it a water pipe. Because calling it a bong, because then it's like, it makes it legal. So this guy goes, I'm confused why I can't say bong. So D-Star, this son of a gun, he goes, they can't sell it unless it's intended to be used for tobacco. Just like I'm not allowed to buy a home abortion kit. I have to call it a coat hanger like everyone else.
Jesus Christ, Reddit.
He's got 1,600 upvotes for that comment.
That's a great example of like clearly he's kidding, but it's a joke that you go, God,
really? You take it to that place.
I mean, here's another perfect example. Jokes. This is the one I was referencing as we were leading up to this pod. But so this is from Ask Reddit: Redditors who still love your spouse but are no longer sexually attracted to them. How do you handle intimacy? Right. So this is a good example of what you see a lot on Ask Reddit. We did Ask Reddit, right? Didn't we do that a little bit ago?
Yeah, we did.
So it's some of them are serious, some of them are kidding. This is a very serious one. So you see a guy that says, like the top comment is, I lost attraction to my wife and it came back 10 years later. You just need to wait for the right sexual perversion to develop in your mind. And the next guy's like, being patient for 10 years for you to change? The next guy's like, I faked it for 10 years. Never stopped loving her.
Think next of one. That. Oh, yeah. My God.
And so it's, I got to know, what was the perversion that did it for you? And then the guy, this guy, Rounder Cat, necrophilia. Oh. And then that's where Jesus Christ Reddit got tagged.
God then, so damn it. Like,
it's one of those things
it's
you such, go.
It's like a perfect joke.
It's
though.
A perfect joke. Exactly. It's a perfect joke that you just, you kind of, you laugh, you go, oh, Jesus
like,
Christ.
Oh, boy. Like, that is fucked up.
Like the home abortion kid is another really good one. Yeah. Where it's like, funny joke that is really heavy. And you just go, I mean, this is like Anthony Jeselnik jokes type stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they're, for the most part, pretty clever. Right. They're just like Jeselnik, Tosh-y kind of.
Right.
Oh, my God. This is awful. This is a really bad one.
Okay.
I think we need to like analyze what this means. Okay. So what is the story behind you losing your virginity? The comment is, got drunk and woke up next to a girl I didn't know. She woke up and turns out she was deaf. So I broke her fingers so she couldn't tell anyone I was not, it was non-consensual. Dodge that bullet.
Oh God.
Not, I don't even get that.
Not funny, not clever. Yeah. Just kind
that's
of
just
terrible.
That's just straight
that's
up.
Shitty.
And yeah. That the first thing someone wrote was Jesus Christ Reddit. Like no one else responded. I don't really even get that comment.
I think he's just saying like,
why fingers?
Deaf girl.
Yeah, but broke why the fingers?
Because, I mean, if you're deaf, that doesn't mean you can't speak.
I'm like a little confused about that comment in general.
Unless broke her fingers?
Ugh. Huh? I mean, that's him. That's it's a deaf girl, so.
So like, she would have to.
That
tell
she can't talk.
Can't with
so
ASL that someone had.
But I feel
her.
Like I've heard that joke before. I feel like that joke has been around. I feel like that joke has been like one of those.
It has
those,
to
those
have been
token jokes that again, like that shitty dude who just goes.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, Steve, come on.
That's a Justin. Yeah. That's a joke you keep telling and telling. Like that's your joke.
And it's never a good joke.
You guys heard the one about the deaf girl I slept with?
Yeah.
I had to break her fingers. Tell me about it.
Right.
So she couldn't tell anybody
exactly.
I raped her.
God
it's like,
damn.
Then you go, what?
I'm like you fucker. Yeah. I don't think I want to be friends with you.
But that is so. That's the other side of the Jesus Christ Reddit, where like the necrophilia joke, you're like, ha ha, Jesus Christ Reddit. That's funny, but you're weird. And then that one, you're just like, oh, God, I'm going to tell on you so everybody knows. So everybody knows that you're a fucking douche. Yeah. What's another good one? So let's go to one that's not Ask Reddit or WTF because that kind of just.
Yeah. Okay.
Just kind of opens it up. So helpful Redditor gives pet grooming advice. This one only has one upvote posted one day ago. Might be bad. I don't know. So this one was on AWW. And AWW is basically only pictures of adorable pets doing things, right?
Oh my God, cute.
So this is a little kitty getting its toenails clipped.
And he's being really patient about
real
it.
Real patient. So I wish I could do this with my dog without all the blood and screams and tears and shit. Edit. My dog has dark nails. It makes it even harder to do this. Which is why my vet does it for me. $6. This is actually really funny. So the next comment down says, because the guy had made that comment about blood screams, tears and shit, the next comment down was, you're supposed to use nail clippers, not a bat.
Oh,
then,
shit.
And then the below is, bats will use sonar to locate the claws and cut with greater precision than nail clippers. There's bats and bats. And then the guy now is like, oh, and I've been running my dog grooming store all wrong. Where does Jesus Christ Reddit get tagged? I don't know where Jesus Christ Reddit gets tagged in this one, actually. But I think maybe it's just the whole thing with... Actually, how does this work? This kind of like flies in the face of my theory about just tagging.
Yeah, because nobody seems to have tagged it.
What?
I think it doesn't... It takes a while sometimes, right?
Maybe. I think maybe it's just in general this is the one about...
Here we go.
Wait. View the rest. I see. Okay. This one had a lot of.
This one takes 7 comments or something to hit the Jesus Christ Reddit marker.
Oh. I see. Okay.
So it's kind of like funny banter for a little while, and then it's like someone lays down a comment where everyone's
and you're like,
The thread is, when did you accidentally look like a pervert, right?
Right.
And then this guy says, I drive a white van, so there was this one time I was going to pick up my niece and nephew when they were walking home from school. It started raining. I slowly crept up next to them, rolled down my window and said, hey, why don't you kids get in my van? I got some candy. It was his niece and nephew, right? It's right, a funny joke. I guess it wasn't accidental. I was just saying it would be funny. I didn't mean for it to sound gross. I wanted to sound like I was going to kidnap them and murder them, not rape them. Jeez. And then the next guy goes, so what happened next? And he goes, I raped and murdered them. And then, and then this other guy goes, I think you have the order messed up. Once you try raping them after you murdering them, you'll never go back. And then the next guy goes, so in a way, it's like going black. And then this is where it gets Jesus Christ Reddit. Yeah, usually when they go black, I just eat their faces and then fuck their eye sockets. Then it's time for me to find new victims. And then someone posts Jesus Christ Reddit.
Right.
So like, you can see the progression of it all.
Right.
And it gets to that place.
Sometimes people
someone
don't
goes
get,
over
like,
the line. Yeah. So this and that's kind of what this Reddit sub's about. It's like
crossing the line,
right? And and then it takes one person to drop the Jesus Christ Reddit sub. And then it's like, that's where the line is. Everyone's like, where's the line?
Yeah.
This is sort of identifying the line.
Right.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. This is an exercise in identifying the line.
Yeah. It's
and this whole sub is about identifying the line. That's a very good point.
And it's that first thing that crosses it. And then it's like, boom, you got the flag.
And some of these I don't get. And I'm still trying to figure out like how to... Like, I feel like it's almost a joke that... Like, there are these jokes that I'm just... I don't understand. I don't understand this one. So this is one. This is a really popular one. This was from WTF. This is a. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was earlier this week, and it was a. Why do you make sure? It was a video of a high speed boat that gets caught in wind and it just goes fucking flying.
Oh whoa! Yeah.
It's really really brutal looking, and then the guy posts. Wow, a boat with two skippers. I don't know if maybe it's because the guys that went flying were wearing red or
maybe.
Something. I'm not sure. But then the guy
like
below
from the rough or something? Is that like a
I don't know what I don't I see it. This is one I don't get, but like everybody reacted the same way. They're all like, wow, what the hell, dude? So like the guy below is like, fuck man, LOL. The guy after that's take your filthy upvote and get the fuck out of here. which I love. That's a really good
that's
comment.
Such a good comment.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand that one. Maybe it's because maybe I'm just desensitized. I don't think so, but it was like two dudes who clearly died because they just went fucking flying for like 100 yards.
Are you talking about let's describe the video.
So the video is of a
this is a podcast.
That's true. It's of a super super high speed boat, like one of those like I have too much money, I'm a douchebag boats, right?
Cigarette boats, yeah.
Yeah, cigarette boats.
Miami Vice.
Yeah, exactly. So and these guys are like gunning it too fast, probably don't know what they're doing.
Cool.
The boat catches.
So far, this is awesome.
Yeah. The boat catches a little bit too much air.
Yeah.
And goes flying, goes careened straight up into the sky. And then obviously is going forward and kind of careening forward, hits a little bit of the water with the back tail.
Yep.
And starts flipping. And then the two dudes who were in the boat, they're both wearing red with, it looks like white hats and black slacks, which must mean the skipper thing. Because they're from Gilligan's Island.
Yep.
They go flying, and it's very obvious that they're done for.
They land in the water?
They land in the water, but like they land in the water like it's concrete because they're going so fast.
Sure.
Right?
It's like 200 miles an hour.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And so, and then that comment was like, I guess there are two skippers. And then everybody's like, oh.
Like skipping a rock? Is
See,
that what
you're
talking about?
They're skipping a rock, but they also look like Skipper from Gilligan's Island. Either way, I'm kind of like, I'm not that offended by that.
No.
Yeah. Don't really understand.
I mean,
don't
I guess
really
it's like joking about death is like kind of insensitive.
I guess, but it's also on WTF, which I feel like is like if you're hanging on WTF, you're probably getting that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just found a really offensive one.
Ooh.
Ugh, this is awful.
We found
this
a new line.
This is one of those. Yeah, this is a line. The article is Judge Dismisses Sandy Hook Family's Lawsuit Against Gunmaker.
I'm already offended.
I'm offended.
And
the first
is.
Comment goes, I'm surprised that it got as far as it did. This guy responds, the blood of dead kids can lubricate all kinds of terrible things.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking
That is actually the one so far that I've heard that I go,
oh
my
you
Christ.
Shouldn't. I can't. And
yeah.
I think there's a better way to say it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Like kid blood is the best political lubricant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was also meant to say like
maybe
that was like a pervy thing too.
Yeah.
Where it's like dead child blood can lubricate a lot of things going inside of stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised it far. It should have been more specific. Did,
I think
the blood of kids could have lubricated. Some politicians and lawmakers were getting hand jobs to make it go as far as it did. Nice. All I know is this guy got Reddit gold and almost 3,000 upvotes. And
wait,
that's
what was that? Was that an Ask Reddit?
Awful.
What was it in?
It was in the news.
Oh, just news.
Our news.
Wow. So he's rewarded for it on Reddit.
Yeah.
So this is another one.
This is why people hate Reddit.
Like, yeah.
That's an example of why.
Well, this is why people that take themselves too seriously hate Reddit.
I feel people who comment things that are... They're
those people.
Technically, they're clever and they're making a statement,
right.
But they're so perverted and gross about it. It's confusing because like polite society means fuck you. Like, I can't believe you said that. But at the same time, it's like you're just kind of being really crass and making a
But this is still why I love. I mean, this is why I love Reddit so much is because like they get immediately posted in this sub that's dedicated to crossing the line and like stating where the line is, and immediately like they're kind of celebrated, but they're celebrated in the way that you're like, that guy wins douchebag of the year, and everybody goes, aha, fucking douchebag. And
then the douchebag is like, thank you, I'll take it.
Kind of, but at the same time they're also lambasted for being a douchebag, so it's like,
yeah,
there's an egalitarianism and a kind of a democracy to Reddit on the internet that like even the shit that goes too far, people go, you fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what do you think the difference is between Jesus Christ Reddit and shit Reddit says?
I think Jesus Christ Reddit seems like it's the line drawn. I think shit Reddit says is a little bit more like it could be something where somebody like, I don't remember which one it was, but there was one that somebody posted something. It was one of the ones we did early. It was like a haiku or one of the really early ones. And they posted something really dumb.
Uh-huh.
And then someone goes, hey,
Reddit,
you're an idiot. And then he goes, oh, that's right. Oh, it was the Daylight Savings Time one. Remember when it was like...
Oh, yes.
So that was like one of those things. I was like, that seems more like a shit Reddit says.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be wrong. I don't know the shit Reddit says.
I also see a lot
quite
of
much,
like, things go in shit Reddit says of like... really sexist things or really racist things, and shit Reddit says is kind of a community of quote social justice warriors kind of holding those people accountable,
right?
And it seems like Jesus Christ Reddit isn't trying
necessarily
to make a statement. It's more just this like throw your hands in the air like, oh my god, really guys?
I think shit Reddit says seems like it's more about It's like a meta self-reflection.
Yeah.
Where I think people, exactly what you said, where it's like those people that are maybe self, the social justice warriors, or like even if there's something that's like, I feel like shit Reddit says, you would see something where someone goes, I made a picture, and it's like a picture of a cat with a laser on a board and a blah. And it's like all these things are like very Reddit stereotypes brought to life constantly, right? Or, like, it would be the kind of thing that we just said where it'd be on a gaming forum or something and someone's like, serious question, guys, how do I get Cheetos dust out of my Xbox controller? I don't have enough money to do it because I work at Quiznos.
Yeah,
and they
it's like,
it's like that kind of stuff that you go,
ejaculate on the controller, let it dry, and pick it out with a toothpick.
It's like, and then people go, what a Reddit thing to say.
Right.
Yep.
So that seems like that's more of what it is. Here's another. So this is top of all time on Jesus Christ Reddit. This is dark, but it's also, again, it's like, I think this almost strikes a good balance of like, this is disgusting, but also like...
Like no one's shaming this
Well,
person
you don't look at it and you go, that's totally serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this one is, this is from Ask Reddit. This is obviously previous to before they did the don't screenshot. So this is, which part of your childhood do you miss most? And it was this guy, the top guy, was being overexcited for Christmas, eating a ton of candy without getting sick or fat, not having to pay bills, taking showers with my mom, trick-or-treating. And then the top comment is, dad playing whack-a-mole on my eyes with his penis.
Oh, God.
That's so funny because it's visual and you're kind of like, you can totally do that.
It's kind of a cartoon. Kind of a cartoon
but
thing.
It's totally fucked up.
And then
up,
he dives down. Someone's
I kind
like,
of know that's, that's not real.
Someone's like, what the hell? Yeah. And he just in all caps goes, dad playing whack-a-mole on my eyes with his penis.
Yeah, he does it in all caps.
He's like, let me repeat myself. Yeah.
So that's a pretty funny one. That is like clearly it's not serious. He's just being like a juvenile, but it's also like Reddit. Come on.
I'm listening to the new audio book of Norm Macdonald's book.
Oh, and, like, interesting.
He says shit like this all the time.
Yeah,
and like you're like, wait, what, Norm, dude? And
right.
Like he loves. Like I feel like it's one of his tactics is like crossing the line and like seeing how people react. Like that sounds like a Norm.
Yeah.
Joke. I don't know, man. It's pretty good. I like that one a lot. I like that he doubles down.
I want to read this one. It's so vile, and I just don't know if I can. This is the second one down.
Should we try to read it?
I want to read it, but I'm like, I don't know. All right.
I mean, maybe just start. Maybe the first sentence. All right. Well, and then we'll just be like, it gets worse from here.
Oh, man. All right. So this is, God damn it. This is, who are you 100% sure doesn't masturbate? Right? This is on Ask Reddit. So it's a pretty good, provocative Reddit question because this is one of those things where like people will come up with just really clever answers and anecdotes, right? So this must have been top of all time for this post too, I would assume, because it's got 4,247 points. So my grandmother, but that's only because she's dead. I'm sure if she wasn't eaten by worms, she'd be flicking her fucking. Okay, I can't read this.
I'm sure she wasn't being eaten by worms. She'd be flicking her sopping wet cunt on the rag.
No.
Holy shit.
Just plop one of those suction cup dildos down on a mirrored coffee table so she could watch. Oh my. I can't even. So, I don't even know how to read this. This is so like, intense. Oh God.
This sounds like someone being graphic because right. they can.
Yeah, look at the comment below.
But.
The comment below is, whoa, people in here are tossing around party poppers and devil snaps with the occasional hand grenade, and you turn up with an opening line like Hiroshima, and then follow it up with a fucking Death Star. I know.
that's the most internet thing I've ever heard.
But that is also, this is actually, oh man, this is why I love Reddit, because this is like, this guy or girl or whoever clearly did that. Just to make people imagine it.
Yeah.
Like for no other reason. It's just being as graphic and as intense as you can be.
Yeah.
Just to make people like us be like, what are you doing? And like, and then people just go, all right, that was beautifully written.
Yeah. I've got another one similar to that.
Yeah. People understand immediately why that person did that.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, that was art, dude. Way to go.
Yeah.
So we'll have to post. I don't know how we can post this one online
maybe we
without.
Just link to, maybe we make a picture of a teasing picture of it,
right.
And link to it because maybe. People deserve to read it.
Why don't we just silently. Post a picture of a grandma baking cookies?
Yeah,
and then
we'll link to the
and
comment.
Then link to the comment.
Yeah. But the cookies have to be sopping wet.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Just dough dripping off the pan.
There's another one that goes way too deep.
Oh boy!
So there's another Ask Reddit. What's the most fucked up advice you can give? So this guy goes, unlike in GTA, police don't automatically know who you are when you commit a crime. So provided you're not a complete moron, you could probably get away with murder if you really need to. So this guy goes, and this is the Jesus Christ Reddit comment, and I won't read it all. First, be smart for the beginning. Pulverize all teeth, burn off fingerprints, and disfigure the face. Forcing a DNA test to establish identity might introduce the legal forensic hurdle that saves your ass down the line.
Mm.
An unidentifiable body can, in a pinch, be dressed in thrift store clothes and dropped in a bad part of town where police are less likely to question it.
Holy smokes.
So he says things like, keep the body under a plastic sheet while it's in the tub. If you want to bury, separate the body into several parts and bury them separately. Invest in
plastic tarp.
A hammer can be used for pulverizing joints or driving the knife deep where it doesn't want to go. Put them in plastic bags with lots of bleach and store in a freezer until you have enough time to bury them all. Truly, grinding down body parts takes a lot more work, and you can run the risk of fouling up your plumbing and calling in a plumber. So don't try it unless you know how to clean bones and meat out of a drain pipe.
This guy goes top to bottom. How to get rid of a body.
Wow.
God. That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah.
The more he gets into it, you're like, at first I was kind of like, I've seen the movies too. And then he's like, whoa, those are some specific things I've never seen.
Don't return to the same site six times for six burials. You'll attract suspicion from anyone nearby.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just gotta go, okay. I remember seeing something like
that
once.
It's either a great troll or the guy's fucking dumping
blood. Well, that's exactly. So the one we read before that about the grandma masturbating, like, that's a great troll, right?
Yes.
This one, you're like,
he took a premise and wrote some pretty descriptive words.
Like that one, he, like, you start laughing, you're like, ha ha ha.
Oh, that one got dark as you read.
I remember I saw that once on, or something like that on in the deep web once. I was on, I was back when back before it wasn't on Silk Road. It was just like on one of the kind of, I was just wandering around the deep web and was like, oh, well, I wonder what's down here. And it was like a forum where people ask real questions like that, because it's a deep web and it's filled with real weirdos who, like, want
to
bury
really
a body.
I need to murder somebody. Yeah. How do I pull this off?
And a guy gave a really specific description that was like, oh
my God.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this guy.
Like,
real.
I was like, that is a really... You've that's done this before. Yeah. Like, this is you.
Oh, that's so fucked
up. You're on the deep web because you probably are hired by people to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was pretty heavy. But
whoa. Ooh,
was that your chair?
That was gas.
That's too
good.
A little too.
That's a really good chair sound. What other ones we got? We're probably getting close to the end of this one, unfortunately. Yeah. I like this one a lot. I really keep going down this one.
It's not. I don't know if I'll go back here a lot because some of it's sort of gross and depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you want to see gross and depressing for some reason, or find something like offensive to talk about to your friends at your next dinner party, this would be a good place to, like, borrow from.
Well, I feel like maybe this one too would be.
Abortions would be so easy if we laid eggs.
Because then.
What's the payoff?
Somebody said that?
Because then you can just have them sunny side up.
That's amazing.
6 years ago, I had twins. Apparently, my stretch marks have made the rounds on WTF. Here they are 6 months later, or 6 years later. And this keeps going. Narrow hips for walking upright and giant skulls for big brains. But where does it get cool? There we go. Sorry, this is a little too long. I was just reading the top one. I thought that was interesting. Oh my God, the stretch marks are disgusting.
Who are they?
I didn't think you could get that stretched out.
Oh God.
I found another one that's really funny. It's so fucking dark, but really funny. All right. Oh, Christ. This is a good one. All right, so this is one of the top on Jesus Christ Reddit too. This is from Ask Reddit, as most of the Jesus Christ Reddit ones are from.
Oh no!
So, what is the story of an unresolved mystery in your life? Right. So, this person, Liv Julia, in 1978 or so, I was in my college house making dinner. I yelled upstairs to one of my roommates that dinner was almost ready. She yelled back, "Okay, I'll be there in a minute," but she never came down. Halfway through dinner, someone got pissed up and went after her. She was gone. Nothing missing from her room. No one ever heard from her. A year later, they found a skeleton in an arboretum. Wow. We are fourth graders. Arboretum. But they ruled out that wasn't her. Her name was Bev Gold, and I wonder to this day what happened. The post below it, quick Google search brought this up. Was this the skeleton they ruled out as hers? It reads, "The body of Beverly Gold, a U of M co-ed reported missing in 1978, was located in a wooded area on the south side of Ann Arbor 10 months after her disappearance. Her death was ruled a suicide by the county medical examiner." Then Liv Julia, the original poster, was like, oh no, I can't.
And then, my God.
And then the person below said, "I'm sorry you had to learn this way." And then somebody below it goes, "But hey, Reddit Gold." And then this is the Jesus Christ Reddit. And then... The next commenter was, "Like Beverly Gold, it will disappear under a month."
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, dude. No.
Because Reddit Gold you only get for like a month or something.
Oh, my God.
So this person's name was Beverly Gold.
Oh.
So that was real clever, but you're like, come on. What is wrong with you? I know.
Here's another one that's really disgusting. Maybe we'll make some beautiful art and link to it. The question is, if you had to, which animal would you have sex with and which would you let fuck you?
Okay.
This one guy goes, I'd fuck a deer and let a bear fuck me. So this guy, OG Gorilla King, it's always been a fantasy of mine to be a sex slave for two bears, male and female, pleasing the male when she's tired and vice versa. I don't want to go any further because there's a lot in here, but he's basically like talking about the male bear fucking him in the butt. He's doing all the work for me. It feels so good. The warmth of the fur, his paws on either side of my waist. He's in total control. I'm just nothing compared to his vast size and strength, but I have total trust in him. I know he won't hurt me.
Do you think these people are practicing for writing in Penthouse Forum and some of these magazines?
Maybe. I don't
these
know.
These people, this is a furry. Like, this has is a, to
that's
be
a fucking real
a furry. Jesus Christ.
This, oh, man. The Jesus Christ Reddit is really fun and really fucking disgusting to get into.
This one says, to anyone who has ordered a mail order bride, what was it like and what happened? Guy says, my friend Ken did. She was Russian. She had brain cancer and died 2 years after they got married. And then the next guy wrote, they don't come with a warranty or an optional replacement plan?
Oh, jeez. Come on, man.
That's pretty much the joke.
That's funny,
really,
but dark.
Really rough.
This one is, I'm not going to, this one's like a gist. I'll just give you the gist. Maybe read a little bit of it, but there's actually really, that's a good joke in here. So this one is like a typical sex. So this is on jokes, right? This is a joke. Is I like my coffee like I like my woman, without someone else's dick in it. Sharon, you fucking whore. I don't really get that. But
not a funny joke.
Not a funny joke. But the comment below it, this is actually pretty funny comment joke. So I like my women like I like my packets of instant oatmeal, quick, easy, and covered with facts about dinosaurs.
And then the woman.
That's pretty good.
I like my women like I like my microwaves, fast, hot, and will kill any baby I put in it.
Oh God. And then, that's the Jesus Christ Reddit.
Well,
moment,
not even
right?
Yet. It's not even close. So if I've learned anything is
so
that
far,
a
we're
microwave
just at
is anything but fast, right? Somebody posted that. And then the guy below guy below it says, especially at killing babies. Babies have a lot of water in them and it takes a while to heat it. Sure, their eyeball juice may boil over, but they won't die very easily. Major PITA. Edit.
Pain
in the ass. There we go.
Oh my God.
Edit. A standard baby weight weighs approximately 7.5 pounds at birth. Assuming it is human and therefore likely to be 70% water, we arrive at a mass of 5.25 pounds of water. This correlates to 5.28 liters of water, raising the temperature to 2.38 liters of water from 98 degrees Fahrenheit to 212 degrees in a 1,500-watt microwave.
Oh, my
so
Jesus.
It goes into the specific scientific calculation of how long it would take to kill a baby in a microwave.
Which is an hour and 6 minutes.
Right. And then,
timely
and then,
for me.
I know, God. Yeah, it's pretty dark for you. And then that was what eventually triggered the did you read it? Or
the trick here is to take the baby out every 5 minutes and letting it rest on a bench top for 1 minute covered with a tea towel. Okay, this fucker is insane.
This is like
who are these people? I want to know
Scott.
Like, they must kind of get off on freaking people out.
I think
and, like, the process of things. They're obviously good at... They're engineers, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they know,
they're
like the step-by-steps of things.
Scientists.
And so this is where they... This is, like, their version of engineering...
Like, solving a math problem.
Or something.
Fuck. Right. That is so gross.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, Scott, who was the...
I
was
be a
the,
terrible murderer.
The, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. No.
You would be a terrible murderer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not smart enough. Like, these guys are, like, the way they handle this.
Yeah. I don't have the stomach for it.
I don't have the, like, moral forgiveness to do it. Like, I'm like such a guilt-ridden person about, like, leaving my dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Like, in
if
the
I
sink
send,
and
like,
shit,
a,
you know what I mean? Like,
I'll send a text and I realize like maybe it came off rude.
I know.
Because it's a text. I know. You didn't hear my inflection. Like,
yeah,
you, like,
you wouldn't make a good murderer.
Yeah,
even if I felt
that.
Justified in killing someone, like he killed my father and I'm going to kill him back. I don't have the stomach for the disposal and getting away with it.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really had to deal
you have
with
to
like
saw
a
up
body.
A body.
Yeah, so. No. Like I couldn't do that shit.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, you could reference that guy's Reddit post.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that. I wonder if everybody's ever used shit. That as a thing.
Yeah. I just accidentally killed my girlfriend. How do I get away with this? Right. Well, I remember
that'd
that
be
one
a good media
comment.
Headline. Like, Reddit teaches people how to get rid of bodies.
Yeah.
And it's like, the people at Reddit are like, we didn't do that.
Yeah. That's such a typical media headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reddit president. What's her name?
Well,
did she get fired?
She's not there anymore.
She's given up to
pow, pow.
Now it's one of the original founders.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I think it's like Alexi something is like the president now. Something like that.
So that's pretty much the gist.
I mean, that's Jesus Christ Reddit. I mean, we're I don't know if we're getting to Joe Rogan time as much as we're getting to have to go to day job time.
Yeah.
I really like Jesus Christ Reddit.
I do too.
It's pretty funny. It is one of those things where like if you're trying to be a shock and horror writer,
mm-hmm.
it's
take a look.
Just go steal as much as you can. Because it's like there's plenty
people doing
money to borrow from.
On an extreme level.
I mean, I really this really speaks to the subtlety of language, you know?
Because
mm-hmm. like this is about that line, but even that guy about the grandma masturbating, like that was so far over the line that people were like,
but he's a
way to go, you know?
Amazing writer.
Like, he's an amazing writer, but he was also like, it was clearly like the level of sarcasm and seriousness was perfectly weighed. So it never came off like it was a serious
thing. Yeah.
Well, it never came off offensive. It only came off as like shock.
Every
you know?
Time you, your mind goes into a place of like, ooh, sexy. Then it goes right back to grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, there's actually like multiple like
yeah.
landmines in there and jokes.
Yeah, it was a really, really good writing math
it
for
was.
That one. And then some of the other ones, I mean, some of them are pretty funny. And some of them you're just like, come on, man. Yeah.
I love the header picture, too. It's just a perfect one.
Jesus
being like a statue of Jesus with his hand on his head just looking down.
Yeah, face palming.
Yep.
Yeah. Just it like, pretty much Jesus sums it up perfectly.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think this one pretty much sums it up. This was... Welcome. Glad we're back. Glad we're back.
Yeah,
goodness.
Me too.
Really good
gotten
to be back,
guys.
Gotten
all these
life
things out of our way.
Yeah. So we're going to ignore the rest of our life problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18 years of life problems coming your way.
Ugh,
tune
what
in
an idiot.
20, next time.
22 if he's bad at school.
Get a job, kid. Start working.
And next time we'll be doing a scary one.
Yeah, because we're approaching Halloween, and I feel like this is one of... I mean, this is the one that we're going to be doing next, No Sleep, is like the one of the most famous... subs, and we might have to do a specially long episode for that one because No Sleep is just long horror stories. So maybe I'll put some like creepy music in the background.
Yeah,
and
we'll just
get into
ones.
Horror stories. Yeah, but there is also just as a preamble, if you want to like listen to a much better podcast than ours, I don't think it's an official Reddit No Sleep podcast, but there's a podcast called No Sleep, and it is fucking incredible. It's one of my favorite podcasts, and it's just this dude, I don't remember what his name is, but he reads these fantastic horror stories. It's beautifully sound designed. They're like actors. It's fucking crazy.
It's really well done.
Good.
Awesome.
So
creaky
good.
Doors.
Yeah. It's a little like campy, but like in the right way. Like some of the stories are proper fucked, but some of them are just like, you know, ghosts, like a ghost in the attic, tell around the campfire type stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is also fun for Halloween and shit. You know? I mean, you don't need everything to be about like a close family member dying or whatever, you know.
Normal stuff like that.
So, all right, cool. So this is DigiReddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
Oh yeah, dog boobs
and my free day.
And that was a request from Hofo Show.
Thanks, Hofo Show. Shout out Hofo Show.
Hopefully
girl.
We did it justice. Or guy, gender,
or, yeah,
gender neutral.
Why are we what? Assuming?
Why are
however
we assuming?
You want to identify? Sister
if your name was Ashley, it would be a little bit easier to tell who you are.
I knew a guy named Ashley.
Do you really?
He wore turtlenecks.
He got made fun of a lot.
Enough said.
Yeah. But we will be back next week with another DigiReddit, No Sleep. Then I think we have to do the Donald because I'm noticing more and more that it's like one of the most popular subs. Even though
we aren't supporting him. We have three more weeks to do the Donald.
I mean, maybe we could do him after the election.
We could do a live election pod.
Well, I don't know how we can do it. We can do it on Facebook Live, right? Is there a way to do that?
I don't know.
There's people out there that know how.
We could be one of those.
We should
people.
Post our AMA in Jesus Christ Reddit and see if we can get any hot tips. You know what you gotta do? Idea. Stick your dick in an electrical socket.
Yeah.
You
just
gotta put your Ethernet cable up your ass. Yeah. Microwave a kid.
Yeah.
What? Microwave kid. Whoa, what did you just
say? We just wanted to do the live stream.
We're just trying to find out how to live stream.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, we will, you'll hear from us again next week. This was Did You Reddit. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.